Hello, and once again, I want to take this time out to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in to my blog and sharing all of your thoughts. I really, really, truly appreciate your time being with me. So let me give a quick reminder that I am not a therapist. I am only sharing my thoughts and the thoughts that you guys share with me. So thank you for that. So first and foremost, family, friends, and enemies contribute to our growth in different ways and stages of life. Let's start with family. From childhood, our families teach us how to be compassionate, kindness, responsibility, honesty, the importance of respecting boundaries, and teach us how to form friendships and how to confront others. So let's jump into what the dictionary's definition of family is. Per the dictionary, family is a group of two or more persons related by birth, marriage, or adoption who live together. All such related persons are considered as members of one family. Okay, that's the dictionary definition. So therefore, growth comes from several members of the family. We learn about the emotional connection, life skills through family interaction. We also develop trust and learn to navigate relationships, among other things. So the values that we learn from the family contributes to our workplace and life. Yes, guys, what we learn contributes to the workplace, so we take us to the workplace, such as learning to communicate and time management skills. So let's start with communication skills. How does communication skills fit in with our work skills? Well, from the family teach us to be open, remember earlier, honest, and can lead to the ability to express thoughts and ideas clearly in the workplace, enhancing us to collaborate with our colleagues and learn to resolve conflict. Okay, so if a family does not communicate openly, okay, if you don't have those communication skills, specific skills will be lacking and make it difficult to translate those ideas and express concerns or needs in the workplace, and would be more likely to engage into being negative when you don't have those chores. So just take a moment and think back. When you have chores, how those chores, being a kid, you have activities, how all that teach us certain skills that take us to where we are today and teach us how to communicate as well, those same skills from the family. Also, now let's take time management. Time management is learned from the family, such as having those responsibilities that I just mentioned, like the house chores and learning how to prioritize. It gives us guidelines. So what is the importance of managing time in the workplace? Okay, so you learn to manage that time when you're young, right? Or learn from the family. If you do not have those responsibilities again, then time management is going to lack in your workplace and in life. You're going to feel yourself going around in circles, just going, do. Because believe it or not, all those skills teach us and is a part of who we are today. Okay, now that's family. Let's jump into friends. Friends can provide us support, companionship, laughter, personal growth, give us fresh perspectives on situations, as well as teach us different interests to understand and share our feelings, help navigate life challenges, and give constructive feedback. So per the dictionary, what is friendship? An attachment to a person, okay, proceeding from intimate acquaintance and a kind offer. I know it's kind of confusing, right? So you have to check that out in your dictionary. I was like, well, I had to look it up and I had to bring it down to, you know, help you guys understand it. So now, out of friendship, we have different types of friends. We have a best friend, which we share a deep bond and have emotional connections with. We confide into this friend, or we confide into one another, and we rely on each other for support, which can last a lifetime. But we have to understand each other and learn each other's mindset as we grow, because sometimes we have those friendships from childhood or from college into adulthood, and then we're not the same. So we have to understand that growth process. I'm going to give you guys a great example. I had a bestie from college. We trusted one another 100%, okay? Our friendship evolved in different ways as we continue to grow in certain stages of life. I became more opinionated with her choices of men. One in particular, he had a financial advantage over her and used it to his ability. Oh, you know, I had a lot to say about that and shared it with her. Okay. So watching and listening to her struggles and her challenges, how he continued to like manipulate her with finances, and she was always in the negative in her finances. So I loaned her a large sum of money. Yep, never loan money you cannot give away. If you can't give $1,000 away, don't loan it. If you can't give $500 away, do not loan it. That was my mistake. So I reminded my friend every 2 to 3 weeks that a payment was due. I was like, okay, girl, you know you got to make a payment. Okay, girl, you have to make a payment. Woo, finally after 2 months, she totally lost it on me. She had some choice words for me. She reminded me of how I spend my money on expensive shoes, handbags, and how I can give her a break, you know, because of what I do with my money. She used my past vulnerabilities against me, all the things that I shared in the past, and she aimed it directly at my heart. So my heart was hurt of the words that she said and everything that she said to me, because she shared things that I shared with her and she used it to hurt me. So, you know, our friendship ended. And it wasn't necessarily over the money. It was over the words. But the money, the loan initiated, the choice words and initiated our friendship, because it was things that she had been holding back. So I believe it was meant to be the way it was. So it was time for the both of us to move on. So we all have to take responsibilities and have our own actions. Okay? So thus have a best friend. Then we have those pretend friends, also known as fake friends, who show up to all your functions, appear supportive, yet are not genuine to anyone that you see, or not even genuine to yourself, but they could get from you. So they only look out what they can get from the person. They are manipulative. They betray you as soon as you walk away. This person is always spreading rumors or always chatting or gossiping about someone. Every time you talk to this person, they're gossiping about someone. You know, so if they're gossiping about that person, guess what? They're gossiping about you as soon as you turn your back. So be aware of those fake friends. We all at some point experience a pretend or fake friend. Okay? I have or had or have, I don't know, a pretend fake friend. And she's really into fashion. She has all the background on fashion. She's knowledgeable and different designer brands. She knows how to save the money. She knows where to tell you where to go in order to find the, you know, get a good deal on designer brands. So I guess that's why I keep my fake friend around. I always find, you always have to find a good in a person, But that doesn't mean you have to spend a lot of energy with your fake friends, because what that's going to do is take away from your growth. And you always, always want to grow. And the best way to grow is always have someone in your environment that is smarter and brighter than you. So remember that. And when you have those fake friends or pretend friends, just use them as you do a book. Put them on the shelf when you need them. Take them off, put them on, take them off, but do not spend a lot of time with negative fake friends, okay? And you have, of course, those are your acquaintances. I'm not going to get into all of those. You have your work friends where you go out, you know, and have support, emotional support and listening to work issues. You have to be careful on that end as well. You have your common interest friends. That's friends where you hang out and you share the same things. Like maybe you go to the gym, work out. You have those workout friends sharing different activities. If you like to rock climb, if you like to jog, whatever, you have those type of common interest friends. So remember, regardless of the type of friend, friendship offers meaningful connection and support in our lives. Okay? We have those positive friendship, and the positive, they cross over to the workplace by teaching us how to be reliable, dependable, accountable. You know, as I realize in part, you know, some of the relationships and breakups that you have, like your breakups, that teaches you different emotional support and how to make choices. And now let's move on to the enemy friends. So they can be enemies or frenemies, okay? This is someone who pretends to be friendly with you, but secretly harbors negative intention to compete with you. You know, they always like in your face, like, oh, hey, girl, blah, blah, blah. But then they're in the back of their mind, they are really hating on you. They want everything to happen to you. And when something bad goes wrong, they, you know, try and support and believe, oh, I'm here for you. But just keep a watch out for those type of frenemies. And here are a few signs that you look for. These type of enemies, they need a favor often from you, okay? Their emotional needs outweighs yours, okay? So they are always emotionally needing, taking from, you know, from you. It outweighs yours. And so the question that, you know, is you have to really understand the sincerity of the person. Listen to the feedback they give you. This person is consistently negative, and you have to watch that. For example, you go out to eat. Here is a good example. You go out to eat, and the person often finds something wrong to call the server, always back. They need this, they need that, this isn't right. Nothing is ever right for them. There's a complaint in everything. Watch it, because if there's a complaint in everything, what do you think that complaint is about you? They're not complaining about everyone else, and you think you are safe. Watch out. So, and if they constantly gossip about others, they talk about you behind your back, as we mentioned earlier. So be aware and cautious. I'm going to give you a few tips on handling frenemies, those enemies. Maintain your personal boundaries. Try to not engage in the gossip when they come to you and you guys are holding a conversation and they're gossiping about someone. You have to like change the direction or say, you know, I've got to do this. I have to move here. You know, move away from that, because you don't want to get caught up and have your emotions tied to this type of person, because then you would give this energy off to another one of your friends who may view you as you view this person. You see, you follow that? So be careful what you're pulling in to your life, because whatever you're pulling in and sucking in your life, you're giving that off to another friend who could view how you view this person as an enemy or negative person. They can view you that way. So be cautious of that. And have good thoughts. Find something good in a person. And keep your distance. But remember, find something good. And again, keep your distance. So I'm going to quickly go over those silent enemies, okay? Those, they have internal negative feelings toward you and resent you. That was my, remember earlier when I gave the example of my bestie, and when we got into a disagreement over money, all the personal things that I shared with her in my life, she took it back and threw it at me. So she had some resentment toward me for a long while. So those are silent enemies. Be careful. They would display kindness. They're openly, you know, open to you. They do not express their disapproval or dislikes. And guess what? They hold grudges. Like that friend of mine, they hold grudges and engage in like silent negative behaviors to sabotage who you are as a person. And so there you have it. Tips on attempting to identify the silent enemy. Similar to those, the ones we just mentioned before. Pay attention to the body language. Okay, the nonverbal clues that's being given. Just watch those body language, like the facial expressions and the sarcasm, the comments that they make, the backhanded compliments that they may give you. Just those are some things to pay attention to. Everyone has social media accounts. Pay attention to the posts, how they make those comments on those posts. Pay attention to that. Pay attention to acknowledgments that's being made and the behavior that they have toward others, you know. So pay attention to that. So I'm going to go on and close this off because it has been pretty long. If we want a fulfilled life, we must stay open to learning and growing from all that appear. And that's from everything that I've discussed. Family, friends, enemies, silent friends, haters. We can learn. So let's stay open and not close our mind, and we will grow so much. Okay. When we understand the insults, the written expressions intended, if they belittle you, the criticism, just pay attention to all of those things, everything that we've already covered. And just remember, everyone's journey is unique. Everyone, everyone. Like that family, the friends, the enemies, the haters, the frenemies, all of these journeys are different. And so we develop through all these journeys. But let's not develop in a negative way. If someone is doing you wrong or has done you wrong in the past, let it go. Move from that past. Look in the future. Look forward. Because if you continue to review that back mirror, you're never going to be able to see what's popping up in the front. Like say you're driving in a car. You're driving. And I keep looking in the back. I keep looking at that rearview mirror. If I look at that rearview mirror more than I'm looking forward, I'm going to hit crash someone. I'm not going to be able to drive successfully moving forward. That's an example I'm going to leave you with. So let all the back stuff go, because we are going to get mistreated. We are going to go through some losing friends. We are going to experience haters. We're going to experience people who don't like us, because everyone is not going to like us. So let's stay positive within us to keep moving forward. So keep looking ahead. Keep looking ahead. And please continue to share your thoughts with me and your experiences, because they really help a lot of people. And as always, I am here listening. And thank you, and have an awesome rest of your life day. I'll see you soon, and bye for now.